This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's probably safe to say the cheese industry is going rogue. This after the 2019-2020 World Cheese Awards just chose an Oregon Creamery's blue cheese as the best cheese in the world. Former Secretary of Agriculture and current CEO at the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Tom Vilsack, says this is more than just a win for Central Point's rogue creamery.
Well, it's historic. It's an opportunity for us to brag to the rest of the world that we've got the best cheese in the world. And I can tell you that American consumers are already aware of it.
He says he knew it was a hot product when he placed his order.
I got an email the other day saying it may take us a while to reach your order because we've been inundated with orders. So that's an indication of not only the world, but also American consumers understanding the good products that are coming out of that creamery and that business, as well as all cheese manufacturers in the country.
Vilsack says the same thing happened with wine.
There was world contests and all of a sudden American wine started winning and it made a difference in terms of market share. And I think this is going to make a difference for us in terms of market share, combined with what we're doing in a number of export markets, deepening our presence with more people and more promotions, more partnerships, sending the message that U.S. dairy is in the export business to stay and to compete and to win. And I think this is going to give us an opportunity to do more on the cheese side.
Listen tomorrow for more on Rogue Creamery's blue cheese, voted best cheese in the world.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.